From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Audie Cornish, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Audie.
Now, after last week and, you know, my sort of death spiral in terms of dealing with the puzzle, I hear that there are going to be people who are good at puzzles gathering for the Google U.S. Puzzle Championship.
That's right. It's actually, they don't gather, it's done online. It's a 2.5-hour test, and it starts this coming Saturday, June 14, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It's free. Anybody can take part. And the winner of the test gets to be on the U.S. team that goes to the World Puzzle Championship in Europe this fall. Anybody who's interested in trying out can go to the website wpc.puzzles.com.
Okay, cool. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, but of course, if you wanted to just stick with us and our puzzle, Will, can you remind us what the challenge was that you left us last week?
Yes, it came from listener Lou Scott Bretzky of Barnhart, Missouri. I said, name a famous male movie star, first and last names, change the first letter of his first name to a G, and change the last letter of his last name to a T. The result will be two words that are synonyms. Who's the movie star, and what are the words?
And what was the answer?
Well, the star is Harrison Ford, as in the Indiana Jones movies. And change those letters, you get Garrison and Fort.
Well, I'm going to assume, thanks to massive amounts of advertising by the movie folks with Indiana Jones, that sort of jogged everyone's brains, because this week we had over 1,600 correct entries. Our randomly selected winner is Dilip Rao from Los Angeles, California.
Hey there.
Hey, Dilip. What do you do in Los Angeles?
I'm an actor.
So this was pretty easy for you.
ish.
Now, Art, can we see you and your work anywhere? Are you in any film or TV?
This year, I will be in a couple of really gigantic films, actually. This year has been kind of nuts for me. I'm in the new James Cameron movie, and I'm in the new Sam Raimi movie, which I'm shooting right now. I just got off at 6 a.m. this morning.
What are the names of these films? What's the new James Cameron?
The James Cameron movie is called Avatar. It comes out December 18, 2009, as of right now. Okay. And I'm in the new Sam Raimi movie. It's called Drag Me to Hell.
Now, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I mean, infinity years, I guess.
Good. So that would make you how old?
Infinity.
Right.
Nice.
Now, are you ready to play?
As ready as I'll ever be. Go for it.
All right, Dilip and Audie. Every answer today is a word or a familiar phrase of no more than 12 letters that contains at least 4 T's. For example, if I said German city where the philosopher Hegel lived, you'd say Stuttgart. Number one is a snitch. Someone who snitches.
What is a rat?
No. Starts with a T.
A traitor. Traitor is rat.
That's only a traitor is rat. Do you know, Audie?
I'm better this week. Is it a tattletale?
A tattletale. Oh. Good
yes,
job.
I have earned my place. That may be all you get to leap.
That's
here's number two. A Coke versus Pepsi competition, for example.
A taste test.
Good. Number three is an Oscar award.
A statuette.
A statuette. Good. How about this one? Stuff put in the bottom of a cat box to absorb odors.
Oh, kitty litter.
Right. Ice cream containing many kinds of fruit.
Tutti frutti.
That's right. One of a native people of Namibia. Noted for their fierceness.
Good Lord, man.
Not as easy as Tutti Frutti.
Yeah.
It starts with an H. Yes.
That's as far as I'm going, man.
That's as far as that's going. You're just making stuff up. It's a Hottentot.
Oh, the Hottentot. Right, like the Venus Hottentot. That's good. All right.
There you go. How about ready for some action, as on a date?
Hot to trot.
Hot to trot is right. One named Venetian painter of the Italian Renaissance.
Oh, Botticelli? No.
No. Starts with a T. Sounds like I caught you on this. Do you know, Audie?
No, you had me a tater tot.
Okay. We go from low culture to high in this
right,
puzzle.
Right, exactly. This is very impressive.
This is Tintoretto.
Oh.
Tintoretto. How about
300,000 years to get that? Go ahead.
Image once seen on TV after a station went off the air.
Test pattern.
Test pattern. Excellent. Perfect vision.
2020.
That's right. And your last one is a seesaw.
Was a teeter-totter.
Teeter-totter. Good job.
Yeah, Dilip, that was great.
Thank you.
Well, Dilip, coming up after today's puzzle, we'll be hearing from a gifted politician slash musician who this week joined us in our famous Studio 4A for a slightly different sort of performance chat. But more on that later. Right now, you're going to hear from that person, Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander, who's going to tell you what you've won for playing the puzzle.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
So that is to fill your bookshelf, Dilip. And tell us, what member station do you listen to?
Oh, KPCC in fabulous Pasadena, California.
Dilip Rao from Los Angeles, California, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks so much, Audie.
Now, Will, can you tell us what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from Serhii Grabarchuk, Peter Grabarchuk, and Serhii Grabarchuk Jr., who are a family of puzzle makers in Ukraine, and they have a terrific new book out called The Simple Book of Not-So-Simple Puzzles. Here's one of my favorites from it. A calculator displays a five-digit number. The first four digits are 8, 7, 3, 5. These digits form a logical sequence. What is the fifth number in the series? It's a simple, elegant answer. So again, a calculator displays a five-digit number starting 8, 7, 3, 5. These digits form a logical sequence. What's the fifth number in the series?
All right, and when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Audie.